The anniversary of the fires looming Monday for some, Tuesday for others, and many activities around the county, around the surrounding the anniversary, 1 year anniversary. And of course, the regional parks took a direct hit in many cases with the wildfires. And there's an event coming up tomorrow that we wanted to let you know about. Here to help us out is the director of Sonoma County Regional Parks, Bert Whitaker. Hello there, Bert.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. Boy, it's, you know, I keep going back to this, but, you know, in the thick of it, we couldn't even imagine or fathom being a year removed from the fires.
Yeah, how quickly a year has passed and in some ways how long it has taken to get to a year. But the regional parks, we certainly are been paying a lot of attention the last year to our burn regional parks, doing our best to take care of them with just amazing support from the community.
Absolutely, and it's no wonder why. Let's talk about, first of all, before we talk about the event tomorrow, can you give us a status report on the hardest hit parks?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from last year's fires, six of our regional parks were affected, and really the three of them were, this majority of the parklands was burned. And you know, the first one I'll talk about is Sonoma Valley Regional Park out near Glen Ellen. And it's really been recovering, you know, quite fabulously. And we're really pleased with what we're seeing out there. There's actually, if you go on our regional parks website, you can see some of the monitoring coverage up there where folks have been posting to Instagram videos and pictures of it.
Yeah, it looks pretty good out there. I'm really amazed at
how... It's really amazing how quickly it's grown back. And then certainly up at Hood Mountain, where some of those severe fire activity occurred, you know, we've got some things up there we're real pleased with and some things that we're watching real carefully, the areas where the, you know, where the bulldozers were working up there. You know, we're happy that the summer was a little bit more mild and watching things resprout and really looking to get in there with volunteers in the coming years to do a bit of restoration work up there, because it's going to take some time to heal that landscape. And finally, you know, out at Shiloh Ranch, where actually our event will be this coming Saturday, also a very, very nice recovery out there for most of the species. The majestic oaks are sprouting back and looking good in most places. And we've been able to get a lot of work up there done as well, just really trying to get ready for the upcoming wet season. It's always a big concern on our mind as it starts slipping and sliding up there.
And what would you say percentage-wise, Bert, in terms of Shiloh Ranch Regional Park, what percentage is open to the public?
100% of it is open to the public.
Very
actually,
good.
It's been open pretty much since the new year.
And for Hood Mountain?
Hood Mountain, one small trail loop remains closed, so about 90% of the park is accessible. In one area, will probably be about another year before we'll be able to let folks back in there.
That's a wonderful piece of news, too. And as far as the regional park in Glen Ellen goes, that's fully accessible?
It's fully accessible, yeah. And we've really seen all three of these facilities, as well as the entirety of the park system, continues to be very, very, very well utilized, and lots of folks getting out there to explore this stuff and learn right along with us.
Yeah, the wildfire walks have been a blessing for a lot of people to be able to go out and see, you know, what was done by the fires and what has grown back. That part really miraculous in many cases. So there is, and it's tough to figure out, isn't it, Bert, how to mark the 1 year anniversary of the fires, but you've got a pretty unique way of doing it tomorrow at Shiloh Ranch.
Yeah. We put a lot of time and energy into trying to come at this in such a way to really, you know, focus some gratitude on our community and our open spaces and just spend some time together. We look forward to having a nice event out there starting at 11 o'clock at Shiloh Ranch this Saturday with dancing and some music. We'll have some special fire ecology hikes and information for folks. Please bring the family out. This is all about getting the whole family outside together. And just some other really neat things, and certainly not to be missed at 2 p.m. a wrap-up with the Elsie Allen drum line. You know, just kicking us off for the weekend to take the time to enjoy being with each other.
Tell me about the gratitude mural.
Yeah, so this is going to be neat. Folks will be getting to come in and participate with local artists and see some of the various reflections on the perspectives of the fire. And I think you're going to have to, you know, we have to see it firsthand to get a full understanding of what that mural is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's 11 to 2 tomorrow afternoon in Windsor, and I know that one of the organizations that's going to be with you during this occasion are the folks from the California Hope Project, and they've been with us at several of our events, too, and providing some resources and some crisis counselors available because, you know, as the closer we get to the anniversary, the more raw our emotions get, too.
You betcha. It's very, very real, and we're so thrilled to have partnership with California Hope as well as the Child Parent Institute and other amazing organizations all working to try and help us get through this and look for a bright future ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of bright futures ahead, good time to think about the holidays, and why not go out and buy a Sonoma County Regional Park Pass, right?
Absolutely. Never been a better time, and we certainly rely on the support to keep our park system functioning. And, 56 regional parks throughout the county, over 11,000 acres to explore.
And talk a little bit about what you hope come the November elections as far as the park system goes.
The regional parks and our city parks are on the November ballot with Measure M, which would be a 1/8 cent countywide sales tax that would generate about $11 million to support our local and city parks. Regional parks has major needs. We need to reinvest in aging infrastructure, and we need to invest in our natural resources. And as the fire anniversary comes around, we do need to invest in better management long-term of our large and growing landscape.
And as far as Measure M goes and that $11 million, Bert, how long do you feel that money will sustain the regional park system?
Yeah, Measure M is a 10-year funding.
Okay. All right, very good. So for the next decade, at least, until we can figure something else out or something drastically changes that we don't know about yet. Well, this is going to be, I have a feeling that this weekend and for the next 4 days or so, people are going to be spending a lot of time out of doors.
And yeah, I encourage everybody to get out there and explore and just appreciate with us a little bit of rain. Certainly, I slept a little bit better those nights. And go watch a little bit the regrowth that is happening. It is quite remarkable out there in our open spaces.
It really is something to see. And talk about the resilience of nature. Wow. Nature could teach us a few things about getting back to normal.
Absolutely, Pat.
All right. Very good, Bert. Well, good luck. I don't even think you need good luck. I think a lot of people are going to turn out tomorrow at Shiloh Ranch Regional Park for the community healing event that you're putting together. Good on you.
Great. We'd love to see you out there. Please come out.
All right. That is Bert Whitaker. He's the director of Sonoma County Regional Parks. Again, that event from 11 to 2 tomorrow. And there will be an opening ceremony under the Oaks at Shiloh Ranch Park. And that'll be taking place between 11 and 11:30. Lots of family activities, as Bert said. And they'll even have a food truck and music out there, too. So just an opportunity for the community to get together. And, man, we are a diverse community, and this is the marking of an occasion that affects really all of us differently. Some of it depends on how drastically your life was affected by the wildfires, and some of it just depends on who we are as humans rolling around in the world. And we'll come back and talk a little bit more about that and the things that are coming up over the weekend and in the next couple of days in case you are, it's great to have options. And when you see how you feel on that particular day, maybe you'll have some good ideas about where to go.